This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind, and for those of you listening to this broadcast in the evening, as we have replays of the broadcast as well, good evening to you. And it is, of course, Labor Day weekend, so here's hoping you'll have a little respite, a little rest from your labor over the weekend. Probably heading to a corn maze somewhere. I'm a little corn maze crazy, in case you hadn't noticed.
There's a lot of them.
And the call we received last week from down in Mobridge, South Dakota, the city of Bridges, has sort of prompted an onslaught of people say, hey, you need to know about our corn maze. So if you have one, let us know, and we're gonna make sure we get that out there, okay? Exactly right. Kind of cool. And there's one in Bismarck coming up. Are you familiar with the Coleman corn maze?
Huh? I was just looking at the email. Yep.
Todd,
from Chloe.
Todd has, I think, probably been on that corn maze before. No? Is Todd off today?
You know what? I didn't hear him check in earlier, but...
He's probably busy.
The Coleman one...
The busiest guy in radio.
Right? They're going to open up September 17th.
Yeah.
Bismarck Mandan area. So.
Exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, let us know about the corn mazes. And I found out earlier, Phil Parker from the K-Fire team has not been to a corn maze before. I've not been there, so we've got to fix that. We've absolutely got to fix it. Hey, we have a busy program today. The First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Catherine Helgesbergen, will be here at the bottom of the hour to recap the trip yesterday to the White House with the First Lady of the United States on a discussion of workplace recovery. In other words, if you are in recovery, is your workplace accommodating for that? Is it helpful in that? Because if it is... The success rate just soars, so it's really neat. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour next hour on anything and everything you want to cover on the program. Look forward to lots of conversation with him about things that are happening. I want to know what's on your mind. I really do. If I were a business owner in North Dakota that received news yesterday that the risk level for my county is going backwards, I would be a little bit worried. I would be a little bit worried myself. But I'm just the guy that talks on the radio, so I don't know. Maybe that's nothing that anybody worries about in Barnes or Benson or Burley or Grand Forks or McLean or Morton or Stark or Williams County. I think the good news is yesterday Governor Burgum announced that the risk levels are going to go county by county. And, of course... there's been people that have been screaming about doing that since, like, you know, March or April, when much of the COVID concern, the largest COVID concern, was in Cass County in North Dakota, and there are other places that had none. People said, yeah, we got a Cass County COVID problem. Nowhere else. Now, obviously, Cass County has passed that threshold. There's a few other counties that are a concern. I don't know. I just feel like we're missing a voice for the worker in this. We're not recognizing the amount of disruption that has come to the livelihoods of people as a result of this. Should we be concerned? Should we do everything in our power to prevent the spread of coronavirus? Duh. Of course. No doubt about that. But I don't hear the voice of the worker, the business owner, the shop owner, the livelihoods that have, think about a family-owned restaurant, a hotel that's at historically low occupancy because nobody can travel. And even if you can travel, you know there are a lot of restrictions on travel. A lot of businesses say no travel. We did our energy roundtable a couple of weeks ago, and the folks from Enbridge couldn't leave Minot. Couldn't travel Minot to Bismarck. So what's that mean for a hotel and a restaurant and everything else? And so when these restrictions go backwards, oh, man. But again, I don't know. I'm anecdotally, I'm hearing things, but I don't hear a unified voice. I don't hear people speaking for business in this regard. So I don't know. Maybe it's not that big a deal. You tell me, or anything else on your mind. You don't want to plant any seeds because I just soon find out what's on your mind today when you call us at 800-228-0550.
Here's that number again.
800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Joe in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just, you guys talking about this, all this business and traveling and stuff. And we go to South Dakota every year, and we were thinking about going in a couple weeks here, and now we don't even know if we should go or what's it like down there in the hotels and all that stuff. It's like, you know, do you go? Don't you go?
Well, my answer is always you go.
You go. Yeah.
You help these folks out. And rather than eat at home, I go to the restaurant and I tip a little more than I would because I can't even believe the livelihoods that have been disrupted here. And I think we've been lulled to sleep, honestly. I think we've been lulled to sleep about all of it. And I'm not going to put it on any one governor or any one mayor or any, you know, anything. It's just sort of like so many people turned into sheeple and turned into COVID, you know, cocoon mode that it's just become second nature and you don't even think anything about it. You don't even complain about it. So, again, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. I want to hear from businesses. You know, is your business down? Do you think this is still necessary? Do you have this? Do you believe that you can protect people and allow them to continue in commerce? Or, you know, or no?
One note on travel, right, too, is hotels and planes facilities have never been cleaner. They've never been more disinfected. Yeah. The team that we were in the cities at Radisson Blue.
You're right.
They had not just the maids. They had a team of three people come in with disinfectants. And
my favorite trick,
yeah,
is putting the remote control
in the bag.
In a little baggie.
Yes.
You know, because you can still use the remote control.
Yep.
It still works.
Yep.
You know, they've thought of a lot of these things. So,
you're good.
I don't know, Joe. I'd go.
And
I know
even
what
now,
you're... Go ahead.
And even now with, you know, I have kids and everything are in school and things have kind of mellowed out a little bit. You know, it'd even be better to go now, I would guess.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hold back, but I understand why you're thinking the way you're thinking because, again, it puts everybody in this cocoon mode. So should I even go? But
yeah,
for the sake of hotels,
and
go.
Social media.
For the sake of restaurants, go.
Everybody's scared, I think.
Yeah, and if you're really concerned about South Dakota, there's a whole lot to love in North Dakota in the way of tourist stops, you know, things to see, places
right,
to go,
right,
people to see. The north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is a you think you're dreaming when you look at it. It's really incredible.
Yeah,
you know, Watkins City's full of great hotels. You know, the southern unit, Medora, there's a lot to love out there, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Joe. Wish you the best. Rich in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Good morning. Just want to make a couple points here. I don't get a chance to listen to your show that often. Maybe this has been brought up, but I learned last night of a young lady that came home back to Bismarck from NDSU for the weekend, but she was called and told that some of her suite mates, one of them tested positive for COVID, so she has to come back and quarantine in the suite for, I don't know how many days, I'm not sure. But so now all of a sudden, the NDSU or the school systems is taking possession of our kids that want to come home for the weekend to visit their parents. They're mandated to go back to college and quarantine, or they could be expelled from college. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, UND, they give them the hotel rooms. And they're all alone in a hotel room, you know, quarantined.
So and now the states and the colleges are taking possession of our kids. They can.
Well,
they can
I don't
do
know that
they.
Yeah, I don't know that they. I don't think it's fair to say they're taking possession because you, of course, could not do it. But guess what they do then? They wouldn't let you go to school. So there'd be a consequence.
That's ridiculous. That's, to me,
I will promise you this, Richard. That's one worth digging into a little bit and just find out what the policy is there. So we'll ask.
I got a couple more points, if you don't mind. If you got
sure. Yeah, go ahead.
One more is this hybrid learning that these schools are doing. So,
yeah.
And it's in regards to football. So you've got football games on Friday nights. So you got these players, and they're separated by their last names playing football at You know, it's going to school hybrid, separated by their last name. So they're going to play football games on Friday night. These kids are not separated. They're going playing football. You know, you play football, you're breathing heavy, you're probably spitting on the field, you're touching each other, your hands going up under the face mask, whatever. Now come Monday morning, they're separating these kids and not being able to go to school. What are you accomplishing? And when it comes to getting these kids' the hopes up to go to the state playoffs, to the state championship game in NDSU, the Fargo Dome, where it's normally held, what are you going to do? Are you going to pull the rug out from underneath them and say we can't play because we can't allow fans in the Fargo Dome? I mean, it's getting out of hand.
It is. No, I agree. And by the way, the hybrid learning thing, ask if it's working. I mean, the idea was kids are super spreaders. This is what the health experts say. And so they enforce, this isn't the educational leaders don't get this. They have to take the cue from the health officials who say, oh, they're super spreaders. So then they go to school 2 days and then they go home 2 days. So they super spread at home and everywhere else they are for those 2 days and then they come back to school. It's ridiculous. It's got to end. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the call. Brent, you're next.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Let this play through the whole segment before it gets really, really going. You just keep this going. I'm going to tell you about what's for lunch today at Petroserve USA, one of our fine sponsors. Two sloppy joes and chips. It's a better lunch than a sloppy joe, huh? The chips, too. Do you put the chips in the sloppy joe?
I was just going to ask you the same question. I do.
I do, yes, I do, too. Yep. I do that on two things, Sloppy Joe's and also at the cheese sandwich at Bonzer's in Grand Forks.
Okay.
Right there on Demers Avenue. I'll take a cheese sandwich on an onion roll, heat it up, please. I said that probably 1,000 times in my life. And a bowl of chili. Thank you very much. Anyway, so two Sloppy Joe's and chips, really, really good. That's in Harwood today. Country fried steak at the 12th Avenue Fargo location of Petro Serve USA. Popcorn chicken. There you go. It's the good stuff. Oh, they have great chicken. West Main Avenue, West Fargo for that. Don't you want Eddie Van Halen to start singing or what?
Oh, he doesn't sing.
Is David, what's his name, sing?
No, we want to hear Eddie Van Halen actually singing. That would be fun.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Scott's a big fan, you can tell.
He never sings, huh?
Hey, by the way.
Always plays the guitar.
You mentioned popcorn chicken at Petro Serve USA.
Yeah.
Glendon, Minnesota location. That was my lunch yesterday.
Was it? Was it really good?
Yeah. And you know what? They don't hold back on, you can have as many of the dipping sauces as you want.
And I'm sure you took full advantage.
I did.
Yeah. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location, too. Friday means the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic breads, $5.99. Petro Serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's get to the phones here. Back, full bank of calls waiting to weigh in on an open phone Friday. What's on your mind kind of day? Brent, on the road, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, I was a long lifetime resident of North Dakota till June, and then I moved to Colorado for a job opportunity, and just what's happening in Colorado is not, I mean, I feel for the people of North Dakota, and I do miss North Dakota, but you enter Colorado, and there's a big sign that says face mask required in public places, and so if you go into a convenience store or grocery store, whatever, we have to have a mask on, and you go into a restaurant, they require you to wear a mask in, but when you sit down at the table, you can take it off. You know, that makes a lot of sense. But, so I'm just going to say, I don't know, haven't been back to North Dakota. Actually, I'm on my way there now, but just want to make the point, keep up the faith, people.
Yeah, Senator Kevin Cramer was telling me a story about some of the visiting folks here of late from the cabinet, Fish and Wildlife Director in Devil's Lake recently, and this week, the Secretary of the Energy Department, Dan Brulette, and they all comment, he said to him, that, like, you know, there's a couple masks here or there. There is, you know, the people are a little bit different here than they are elsewhere, because I think you're right. I think it's extreme measures in other places, but again, what is North Dakota call for? We have you know, five, what is it, per 1,000 people, the percentage of people that we're testing is like, I mean, three times, four times, five times the nearest of other states that are the highest. And, by the way, then they turn around and penalize you by that because they try to take some other per capita thing and say, oh, 20% of it. You know, look, we are testing like crazy. We are testing beyond belief. Now, you can say it's a good idea, bad idea, whatever. It's our chosen path. And this governor's do it to have as much data as possible to know where there are areas. So we have this. And even with all that testing, your chance of getting COVID in North Dakota is ridiculously low. It is flu-like, okay? Just relax. Be careful. Be smart. Do it how you want to do it. Do it what you think is best for your family. But it is, you don't need to go into, somebody's dropped a bomb on us and you're going to go into a bomb shelter mode here. You really don't. Ike and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Ike.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Ike.
Hey, I wanted to kind of add to this whole thing on the coronavirus to bring up that all these NDSU Bison football fans that are getting so excited about spring football, I hate to be a wet blanket, but I have to agree with what McFeely said last month. I don't think there's going to be any spring football.
What leads you to say that? We're having fall football at NDSU. So
No, the I don't know if anyone still reads the editorial pages of the Fargo Forum, but I kind of dovetailed off McFeely. He wrote an article about a month ago saying that you know, it's Trump this and Trump that. And I said, no, the real reason why is football. You know, it's a physical game. That's why you only play a handful of games every season compared with other sports. So I just think, for one thing, that would be really dangerous. There'd be repercussions if you expect people to play 8 to 10 football games in the spring and then turn around 3 months later and they're going to do it all again. Someone has to pay consideration. So I think they know that that's not going to happen. What do you think?
I think it's going to happen. I think there's a football game coming up, and I think they're only putting 10,000 fans and spreading them around a ginormous Fargo Dome. I think they'll hopefully play in the spring as well. I think actually all of sports has been, very sheeple-like, scared of their own shadow, don't want to make anybody mad, afraid to make a decision, don't dare do this, don't do that. Play the game, protect your athletes, be smart about, how people are packing in. Look, I thought the mask was the end-all, be-all. Just put masks on everybody. Just put masks on everybody.
That's what we're taught.
That solves everything. Then why are we letting prisoners out of jail? They can't be too close to put a mask on them.
Yeah, that's the joke of it all, is that we should play in the fall. Then we wouldn't have this worry about health issues. But there is one other thing that's going on here, the elephant in the room, so to speak, which is liability protection. And, if the Democrats weren't worried about making Trump look bad, they would have agreed and went with the Republicans and signed that John Cornyn, Senator, Texas, the Safe Harbor Bill a long time ago that would protect colleges from the virus.
I got a little secret for you, Ike. Two of them, actually. My first one is this. No Democrat is ever going to limit the revenue opportunities of a lawyer, ever. They won't do it. They're unable and incapable of doing it, even if it makes sense and it's the greater good. The second thing is WD-40 works like you can't believe. And I'm thinking that maybe that chair you're sitting in, little squirt of WD-40, and you're going to be good.
Yeah, sounds great.
Are you in a chair?
I'm sitting in a chair looking at my computer right now and actually talked to you a couple years ago at your favorite place over there in Medora, the Teddy Roosevelt hotel room.
Oh, my. The best.
We're finishing up an interview. I think it must have been a Friday morning and whatever, and my traveling with my two sisters, and one of them says to me, that's your sister's favorite radio guy over there. And I said, oh, yeah. So we chatted with you a little bit and so forth. It was a pretty good conversation with it. Your favorite place, Medora.
Medora, it is, by golly, and there's still time to take in the Medora musical and all the fun out there. Love the place. Ike, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Just giving you a bad time about the chair. No worries. All right, Michelle in Columbus. Oh, I love going to Columbus, North Dakota. Do we get wisdom out of any place like we get out of Columbus? I don't think so. It's pretty amazing. Mandan, Perham, Idaho, lots of calls waiting to weigh in. Don't go away.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 160 acres in Towner, 158 acres in Pierce, 476 acres in Rolette, 795 acres in Edinger, and in Minnesota, 257 acres in Ottertail, 40 acres in a farmstead in Clay, 400 acres in Mille Lacs, and a lake resort near Virgis, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy added 1.4 million jobs last month, slightly more than most economists had predicted, but slightly lower than the nearly 1.8 million jobs added in July. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell nearly 2% to 8.4%, surprising analysts who'd forecast only a slight decline from July's 10.2% rate. in Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the military. General Scott Eflint has been in charge through a string of soldier deaths at Hood, and accusations that sexual assaults were swept under the rug. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the Defense Appropriations Panel and says the move by the Pentagon sends a strong message.
I mean, I support the military, but I hope there's other repercussions, because I don't think it was an isolated situation with a commander.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Pipers never rest. All of your land and equipment needs covered this fall. 15th annual Western Dakota land auction is October 20th through the 23rd for 9 incredible land auctions. Over 5,300 acres in Montrail, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Hettinger, Slope, and Perkins counties. Get that on your calendar. Check out Pipers.com to find out more. Also in Pipers fall equipment auctions, plush with unbelievable equipment all throughout the upper Midwest. Retirement auctions in Bowman on the 25th of September and in Bison, South Dakota, September 30th as well. Full details, online betting available to Pifers.com, Pifers.com, Pifers.com. And the next time you book an auction from Pifers, tell them to show you how the return on your investment is better with Pifers than any other auctioneer. Maybe you've used another for machinery auctions and thought those are the machinery auction guys. Uh-uh, not anymore. The secret sauce they have at Pipers is working. And I'll throw in a little kicker. You call them and say, all right, I'm going to do my machinery auction with you. I want to have what's on your mind live from the auction or the day before previewing the auction. A little promotion on what's on your mind. We'll do it! Pipers.com. Check them out. Give them a call. Tell them Scott sent you. First Lady, the great state of North Dakota, coming up after her visit to the White House yesterday on recovery in the workplace. A few more calls waiting to weigh in here. Kevin's trying to find the audio that we're going to play of the governor's answer yesterday on business impacts from COVID. Michelle in Columbus, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we got business impacts out here in the middle of this nowhere. You can't tell it, but when it's staying busy, but when it comes time to get out with the products, the towns and the people are down to, it's like, welcome, you just entered the Twilight Zone. It's so completely different, and we only hope, and we had such a wonderful thing coming on with with President Trump's administration and in the way he's managing business in America. It was like just this brand new world, and I can only hope all of us are able to rebound quickly.
Me too, Michelle. What would you say would be the biggest disruption to normal in and around Columbus?
That is a really bizarre question, because this is total isolation. I hear the radio, I see the TV, but there is, I mean, this is the middle of nowhere. But like I say, when we go down to Tioga, Powers Lake, Williston, Minot, like I say, it's like Rod Serling coming on the TV. Welcome, you have just entered the Twilight Zone. I love your commentary, and I know that the political and getting into as to what, you know, who's, is this a political agenda, and wandering off into the conspiracy theory stuff, it just, it serves no purpose.
No, it doesn't. Go ahead, finish, Michelle.
You are hitting it just right with your commentary on wearing masks. That you got that right on the bullseye with being able to address the situation.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we're getting a lot of commentary, a lot of advice from the health community about how effective they are. Let's use them and let's stop disrupting the livelihoods of too many North Dakotans, too many Minnesotans, too many South Dakotans. It's time. Thanks, Michelle. It's always great to hear from you. Take care. Let's see here. Who is next on the list? I don't know that we've ever had an Idaho call, but we'll take it. Wyoming, we hear from every now and then on the western edge, but Idaho. Farley, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-haul truck driver coming up out of Idaho up into your great state of North Dakota. Thank you so much for all your support and business that keeps me employed and rolling. My question is, have we heard of any lawsuits coming up? I think this is something that could be a big paranoia for business owners to sit there and think, if we don't do all these stupid precautions, we're going to get sued, and I think this is going to be coming. You know, a doctor has to have malpractice insurance. We're going to have COVID insurance where people are going to, and I just haven't heard of it, but I've been surprised that it hasn't come up yet.
I agree, and I think that is a factor. I think that's one of the reasons, for instance, the Department of Commerce, state of North Dakota, said businesses, up to $50,000 per business, we're going to give you for things that are, you know, items you're able to say, they're customer-facing, they're proactive, a free mask, a hand sanitizer, a shield, you know, anything that makes the customer feel more comfortable, right? Because that's important, too. Some people are going to be a little more cautious than others. They're not going to come back until they're there, but that would inoculate them, at least from some of the concerns you're talking about on the legal front. The best answer is really to say any loser that tries to use a pandemic to gain money for something that came from China is ridiculous. Therefore, we should have a way to say, you know what? You can't do this. You're unable to do this. And they've done it. They've got a plan in Congress to talk about it. We'll ask Kevin Cramer about it because I think that could help a lot. I really do. I think it could help healthcare costs too. By the way, there's other areas that tort reform can happen because there's a lot of folks that just live on suing people. And in the middle of a pandemic, it ought not be that way. So I'm with you, Farley. Keep on trucking, and thanks for listening so much. We appreciate you, okay?
Okay, got one more suggestion.
Lay it on me.
WD-40 doesn't last very long. Got to use liquid graphite on that chair, I'm telling you. That's what you need.
Did you hear the chair, or was it only me?
Oh, it's very noticeable. I heard it too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Because it didn't sound like he knew what I was talking about, but I was, and you are right on WD-40. I just used it on a hinge here in a door behind me, and 2 weeks, it was perfect. And, you know, 2.5 weeks, it was squeaking again. So what are we supposed to use again? Tell me again.
It's called liquid graphite. When you spray it on, it's wet. It dries real quick. I use it on my brother-in-law's hinge in Boise, Idaho on a gate that was just swollen. My son said, Dad, that ain't going to work. In 2 hours, it's going to be right back to it. 3 years later, still no squeak.
Don't you love it? Yeah, love it.
That's the tip of the day. That's right up there with the corn mazes. I love it. All right, Farley, thank you. Call again. Be safe on the road, okay?
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Kindred, North Dakota, home of our talk radio town hall host, Senator Kevin Cramer. What's on your mind, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, Scott. You were talking to a guy earlier about the sports stuff, and I'd like your thoughts I was reading that the NBA viewership is down 13% and Major League Baseball is even worse. You know, these athletes, that millionaire athletes, they run to the microphone as soon as they get something that they want to protest or speak out against, the George Floyd things and that. But when something comes out like the Chicago BLM leader that said looting and rioting was okay and vandalizing was reputations and they've got insurance, not a one of them stepped up and said anything about that. So I've lost all respect and I have no interest in major sports anymore. Even North Dakota's favorites, Carson and Lance, you know, they came out immediately and spewed something about police brutality and that. But the sad part is
that's politics. You know, they'd say they don't like politics, but what they're doing is politics. That's political. They're doing it to kowtow to teammates. You know, sometimes right. I think in Carson's case, he loves his teammates. I get that, right? He wants to feel for them. But he's weighing into a thing where he's poking people in the eye. His fans in the eye.
On one hand, he claims to be, so religious, which he probably is, but he should know right from wrong, and he should know when somebody vandalizes something that's wrong, and you should stand up and say that as well as stand up for social injustice. It's just sickening, and I'm done with major sports, and, I don't need it, and I don't care if anybody ever would watch it again.
You're not alone, Aaron. You're not alone. Wayne Mandan, Mike Permer next up, but we have to get to this interview to get it in before the end of the hour, and then we'll be back with more calls with Senator Kevin Cramer coming up on the program. Catherine Helgus Burgum was at the White House yesterday. Is that great or what? Pretty incredible that she's sitting there with the First Lady of the United States and talking about such an important topic, and that, of course, is workplace recovery. Tell us about it, Catherine.
Right. No, I am where you are for sure. You know, I think it's actually really good timing in that, you know, people are going back to work. You know, if they actually need to be at a location, they're going back to work. But then people are also teleworking, you know, and things are really changing. So it's a really good time, you know, because then maybe companies are thinking about changing their strategies and their vision for the future based on what the future could look like with more people teleworking. So I just think it's a really good time to think about, you know, building recovery support at work, and eliminating the stigma of addiction is one of the big processes, the big components of that. So I think it's kind of genius in some ways that this is happening now, because it's sort of could be the perfect storm of the right time for it.
So walk me through a little bit of, you know, being around that table and being part of that discussion today. And first of all, it's the First Lady of the United States that is hosting this event. So that has to be, I don't know, kind of cool, right? I mean, just talk a little bit about the event.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been to the White House quite a few times now, but let me tell you, it's always very special. I mean, it's such a historical place, and it's the people's house, and, you know, and it's, you know, it's still intimidating to be in the, you know, east wing of the White House, and still, I've been at a lot of events with First Lady Melania, and, you know, and she's just a very kind and considerate, caring person, and, you know, it's always a special treat to be in a meeting with her, and she doesn't really make anyone feel intimidated. In fact, no one did at the meeting today, and, you know, not that anybody ever would, but, you know, there are so many people focused on addiction, getting people back to work, second chances, in this administration, you know, like no other. And so we are really lucky to have this happening. And then, you know, to be in the company of all those business owners and leaders that are hiring people that have criminal backgrounds, giving them a second chance. A lot of those business owners are actually in recovery themselves. One woman there today has a coffee shop.
I want to hear the story about the coffee shop in just a moment. It's a fascinating event. Watched it yesterday. I was moved by it. Really incredible. More on the White House visit of our First Lady from North Dakota after this.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $12 too at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind is powered in part by our friends at Action Movers. Are you moving? You probably need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home. Do you know that Action Movers has the opportunity for you to move for free? Here's how it works. You fill out an easy online form, and a local realtor calls you within 24 hours. You sell your home or buy a new home or both, $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home value. You move with Action Movers. And you paid for part of the tab, maybe all the tab, depending on how much you sell your home for. Call them at 701-566-5532. Visit them online at Action Movers, two A's, actionmovers.com. You don't want to move with anybody else. More of our conversation with the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. She was yesterday at the White House with First Lady Melania Trump. Larry Kudlow gave an incredible testimony about a friendly workplace recovery spot. And the first lady is telling us stories about other people and their real life stories about this as well yesterday from the White House. Before the break, you were going to tell us about the woman with the coffee shop. Tell us that one.
She's been in recovery for, I don't know, I think she said over 28 years or 30 years or something from heroin addiction, and she's running for Congress. You know, so many people were saying, you know, I never thought I would be, one guy said, I never thought I would be, this guy's in recovery also, and he's like, I never thought I would be invited to anybody's house, much less the White House, you know, and so it's really a testament to, you never know where your life can take you, that recovery is always possible. There's always hope for recovery. You just never know how incredible your life can be if you work, you know, work hard and, you know, have a good recovery journey.
It's very obvious that anybody in recovery needs support, and that is so integral to their ultimate success of staying sober and being there. And I don't know why. I guess I've never really thought about workplace recovery. Like, if you are working with someone who is in recovery, why wouldn't you want to always be there for them? They're having a tough day, go ahead, you can pull me into a conference room and I'll chat with you, or hey, you're going to your meetings today or whatever. I mean, you know, without being intrusive, I just think it's another layer of support. I don't know, hear a lot about workplace recovery and about being able to have that discussion in the workplace. Why is that, Kath?
Bill, because of the stigma. You know, we still have work to do to eliminate the stigma of addiction. And so that's a big component of it. But, you know, it can happen. Eliminating stigma can really happen fairly quickly, especially if, like, senior leadership takes the opportunity to talk about addiction and recovery. And they don't even necessarily have to share their personal stories, but just to bring it to the forefront in whatever means they have, whether it's an intranet or a newsletter or whatever, company meetings, you know, just talking about it creates a culture of openness and a safe place. And, you know, and so I think there's a lot of different ways that companies can show that, you know, they're trying to, you know, help people who struggle with the disease of addiction, or, you know, a lot of people have family members that are struggling with the disease. But stigma, I think, you know, has prevented this potentially from happening in the past. And I was talking to someone who said that, you know, in my company, we have all kinds of resource groups. We have some for, you know, women. We have some for people of different nationalities. We have some, you know, just lots of different kinds of resource groups, which is just an opportunity for people to get together who have similar interests. And, you know, we're suggesting they have resource groups for people in recovery so they can meet at work. And again, that just creates an opportunity for people to, you know, an opportunity and an openness and in a culture. And then the one other thing that I think could be a really great solution for companies would be to contract with peer support specialists. Those are people with lived experience. They have experience with the disease of addiction, experience with mental health issues. They may have incarceration issues, felony backgrounds, but contract with those people who are certified as peer support specialists, and then make that resource available to your employees to reach out to someone who's just like they are. So we're really encouraging companies to do that because I think that's a great solution.
You have a continuation of this conversation coming up at the Recovery Reinvented online event on October 28th. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish there.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for mentioning that. We're super excited about it. It's going to be completely virtual, which is going to be really fun. You know, we kind of live in a virtual world now. And we really have three main areas that we're focusing on. We're always focusing on eliminating the stigma of addiction. We are focused, our initiative for this, one of the initiatives for this year is building recovery support at work. And then the other area that we're going to do the other things we typically do, which is recognize people that are doing innovative work in recovery, you know, champions, businesses, people. So we have a lot of really interesting stories to tell around recognizing and celebrating recovery as well. So it's going to be great. We're still working on that. I think we have, I don't know, over 400 people registered already. We haven't announced the speakers yet. Those are be coming very soon. But it's going to be super fun. And the governor and I are going to host it. And we're going to, it's not going to be a bunch of videotapes, watching people recorded on recorded videotapes. It's going to be live interviews with live people. And so it should be a fun day and lots of fun, you know, lots of great learning for sure.
I tell you what, I really appreciate what you do, how you do what you do. It is life changing for many people to be able to contribute to the workforce, and we need it. And that was a great, thoughtful conversation yesterday. First Lady Catherine Helgesbergum, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. We receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.